is the Beer Coasters World Tour! Woo-hoo! Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
All right, we're going to try this again. Welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, Season 5, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. I'm your host this week, Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't worry, they didn't notice anything.
All right.
You did not see us mess up. Yes.
The internet is a fickle thing.
No mistakes made on this podcast.
We are totally professional.
This is episode 214, aka season 5, episode 6. This, we're on vacation, so...
We're in Hawaii right now. Yeah.
Yes,
we're in Hawaii. That's right.
Sort of.
This is our Pacific Rim tour, kind of the South Pacific tour that we got going here. And for our fermentation conversation, the one that you'll be watching here on YouTube is the Kona Big Wave Golden Ale.
Yes.
See that?
Ooh.
And for all you listeners out there that listen to the show... we have some other beers that we're going to do, some of our tasting flight beers. And Dave, what do you have?
I have Maui Brewing's Lemongrass Saison, so I will be drinking that. And I think Toby's going to join me on that one as well.
Yeah, I got a can of that too.
Fancy.
Yeah.
And that, what are you going to do? Are you going to do that, Toby? Are you going to do something else?
Yeah, I'll drink that with Dave, and then I'll also drink a can of the Maui Mana Wheat.
You know, just for the listeners that may not be familiar, every once in a while we do these little road trip vacation things, and we go for about a month or so with or we kind of go to a certain region and drink beers from that region. I think last time you guys went on like a European
world tour, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is now our Pacific Rim.
I think we jumped up to Sweden in that European tour. That was kind of a Nordic / European tour.
It's all Europe over there.
Yeah, so, it's all Europe to us Americans.
Obviously, by the beers that we're drinking on this show, our first stop is in Hawaii of our Pacific Rim.
Yes,
Rim
tour. If you haven't guessed by now, yes, we're going to drink beers from Hawaii. And I'm actually going to do a tasting flight beer as well, and I'm going to... do Kona because I can't get Maui. I wasn't able to get Maui this week. That's all I'll say.
He's on Oahu right now, so yeah. He can't get Maui for some reason.
They don't distribute to Oahu.
They don't have a puddle jumper to.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna try the Kona.
He can't take his outrigger and
right
Wailua Wheat Ale. And that's the one that they get with some passion fruit in it. So we'll see how that goes.
I want to drink some beer.
Yes.
That sounds good.
We are way
behind.
That's
what we're going to do. We're going to crack open this Big Wave in just a second here.
This is a fermentation conversation. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I got the Big 22. Wave.
Oh, I got the 22.
They didn't sell like the 12 ounce bottles out of the 6-pack, so I had to buy a 22.
Well, this is a Kona Big Wave Golden Ale. This is from Kona Brewing Company out of Kailua, Kona, Hawaii.
And their
website
in California.
Say that again.
And somewhere else in California.
Yeah, somewhere else, some mysterious location in California where they also brew and bottle. Actually, in New Hampshire, they Red Hook, I think, bottles some Kona beers as well.
Oh, but really?
Maybe we'll get into that a little bit during our off-topic or something.
Yeah.
Their website is konabrewingco.com, and this is a golden ale.
It also says here that they've been brewing since 1994.
Oh, sweet. Oh. Class of 94.
The ABV on this beer is 4.4%, and the IBUs are 21. Let's crack it.
I swear I just saw that. I don't know where it went.
I hear a lot of noise.
A lot of typing.
A lot of typing.
Oh. So, guess what? It's golden.
Wow, how about that? Fancy.
It's golden in color. Very golden. It's like yellow.
Man, I meant to yellow. It's kind of missing a little of the gold here.
Yeah, very yellow. I got about a human finger of very white, foamy, like soapy head.
Mention a little bit about the ingredients here. Yeah, I got about a finger of head here, too. For malts, they use pale, pale, two-row, and caramel, which really surprises me. And for hops, they use Galaxy and Citra.
On the news.
Wow, this is really clear.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, this is really floral.
Yeah, totally.
I'm getting like bunch of pineapple and mango and guava.
Yeah. Yeah, guava, big time.
Wow.
Very fruity and flowery. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally. I got like...
That's crazy. I've had this beer before, and I don't even remember it being like this on the nose.
Wow. This reminds me of... What was it, that Brew Dog that I had that one time? That it just... It had all these really tropical fruit scents in it.
Yeah.
Wow, this really smells good. Like, I could just picture like some girl with a basket of tropical fruits and flowers all around her and no top on and just like, hello, baby.
Just a grass skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a grass skirt
maybe
and
some,
a lay.
Maybe some, maybe some coconuts, but...
Yeah.
Not the shells that are covering the coconuts. I'm just, I mean...
There's a little bit of toastiness in there, too.
Yeah, there's like some kind of maybe the little bit of biscuitiness in there.
Mm.
But there is, I mean, a big...
It's nothing but a big ball of sweetness in your nose. Yeah,
fruit and flowers.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
I actually think it's got a good kind of hoppy taste to it.
To me, it doesn't. It tastes like a water.
And then I get malt right after.
Yeah, I get a lot of malt.
Very light.
The hops are very subdued. It's very, very mellow. It still has quite a bit of sweetness and it's on the
I'm
tongue
that
though.
Pineapple or something. I mean, there's definitely a tropical fruit flavor to this.
To me, it's more floral than it is tropical. I get a lot of honeysuckle, which to me is more of a flower
some hibiscus.
Yeah, I can see that in pear.
Yeah, the nose is great, but yeah, some of the aromas do come through on the tongue, but and it washes over really clean. I mean, it's super chuggable. I mean, you can like chug one of these easy. Mm.
What'd you guys pair with this one?
Speaking of which, Dave just
fish tacos.
All right.
Or shrimp.
Seafood, fish, a light fish, I think. Fish tacos, that sounds really good.
In Florida, they have these, there's a lot of dishes that they have with fish and fruit. They call it kind of the Floribian type cuisine. And grouper, actually, they have these like lightly battered grouper fingers, they call them.
Yeah.
And you can get different, like there's like a pineapple salsas and stuff you can have with them. And something like that, I think, would be perfect with a beer like this.
I would be a little careful with the salsas because I think that might overpower it a little bit. But I mean, just a basic grilled fish taco with cabbage, maybe a little bit of sauce. Yeah, not a breaded fish taco, a grilled fish taco, because I think the breading is going to be a little malty for this.
Yeah, I kind of wish there was a little bit more of a malt backbone, because I think with a little bit more body to it, it would be, you know, even a little bit sweeter, wouldn't hurt, you know. But
yeah,
it's got a little bit of a white onion bite to it, a little bit.
Interesting. Like,
yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah. It's a spiciness, but it's not like spicy like a pepper. It's spicy kind of like that, like a raw onion kind of a thing on the end. Not that it tastes like onions, but it's got like some sort of a little kick. Like it's very faint though.
Yeah.
Mm. It is very drinkable.
Yeah, I mean, I there's half my 22, and you know, I've already filled up my glass again.
Oh, he was chugging it.
I ended up getting like two singles of this.
This is a great summer beer.
I couldn't
beer.
Find the 22 at all. The only Kona we get is like in six packs here. So
I could totally be outside right now just drinking.
And I think that this is an annual. I mean, it's one of
year round.
Year rounds, yeah.
Yeah, year round. This the waves that roll out to Hawaiian beaches are some of the best in the world. Catch the crest of the breaking wave and ride it all the way. Or so blah blah. There's nothing new about the beer.
A little Kona commercial for you right there.
All right.
It shows little homeboys on the outrigger there.
Untappd comes in at 3.44 out of 8,621 ratings.
And the Beer Advocate users rate this an 81, which is good.
And guess
nothing
what?
From the bros?
The brothers, they must have not come to Hawaii and tried this beer.
The top place to drink this is at Taco Mac in Suwanee, Georgia. Suwanee.
This is all really? Over the place, man. Boston, the nightlife spot in Boston, Massachusetts, and the Arts and Entertainment Lear. At Baseball Stadium in Flushing, New York.
City Field, yeah.
And another nightlife spot in New Bern, North Carolina, Maryland, Texas, California. Oh, I'm sorry. Nor I was reading the wrong place. Beer. I'm sorry. I was reading the wrong thing. It was this place called Lear in Boston, City Field in New York, and the Brew Barn Festival in New Bern.
The Brew Barn?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, that's it for our video version of the show. If you want to listen to the rest,
we got
Friday,
some stuff.
It's www.beercoasterspodcast.com or... check us out on iTunes. Hopefully, we'll get that stuff sorted out.
I think it's good to go right now.
Find us on iTunes. Been having some issues. We're working on transferring some things over, and there's a few gaps in the bridge there. So, but we're working on it.
Some troll is eating away. But yeah, it should be a good show. We got some good beers coming up, and stuff that's pretty timely, I think, for the summer season.
And we're in Hawaii.
If any
so,
of you,
you
are
know.
Interested, this Pacific tour, we're gonna hit after Hawaii. We're going to to Japan, New Zealand, and it should be good. And then me and Crazy Dave fly back to the States to the Beer Bloggers Conference. So stay tuned for all that.
Just in time.
All kinds of goodness coming up in July.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Where's the invitation flight, y'all boys? What's up, everybody? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And guess what?
I'm drinking tonight.
I just realized what you're doing.
What?
It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just dawned on me.
And I'm collaborating with Toby.
It's awesome.
Attention, all of our listeners.
So awesome.
Gotta stop, collaborate, and listen.
I didn't know that they were from Hawaii.
Maui?
No, Lost Abbey.
No, oh, man.
Spoiler.
All
right, let's go.
Oh,
all right, well, this week I am going to be drinking Maui.
Gotta get a roll.
Crazy Dave has to make the big reveal.
Oh, the big reveal. I got something big to reveal, man. I'm talking about coming home from the club with some girl or whatever, just straight drop my... Anyways, Maui Brewing Company. This is their lemongrass saison. It's a Belgian-inspired saison brewed with lemongrass. And actually, this is done in...
Belgian!
God damn it! And it's done in collaboration with Lost Abbey out of North County, San Diego. I don't know. Are they in Vista or...
San Marcos.
Vista,
one of those.
Aren't they in the old stone yes. Like the original?
Somewhere along the 78. They're all the same.
No, it's all the same. They're like all small little cities. But anyways.
Highway 78.
There ain't much about this beer on the website. In fact, they don't even mention it at all. So
what the
and
hell?
Lost Abbey doesn't even mention it either.
Nobody does, yeah.
Oh, big secret, is it?
But there's a whole bunch of writing on the can, so like if you've got like an hour to sit here and read that, you know, go ahead. But we don't, so we're just gonna
Tommy Arthur himself put a little sit blurb here and drink on it. Stuff.
Yeah, it's another... Oh, by the way, those of you that might remember, I one time did a show a review of beer that these guys actually signed, like, you know, their signature on the can or bottle, whatever. This has two signatures, so hopefully it doesn't disappoint. This ABV on this is 5.0. I have no idea what the IBUs are. I have no idea what the halts, mops, yeast, adjuncts, or interesting notes or anything, except that it's
mops.
Brewed with lemongrass.
Halts, mops.
Halts, mops. And it's in a can.
So we're going to crack this.
Because all Maui...
Whoa.
All Maui does is cans.
Whoa, this pours like lemonade. It looks like lemonade. And it's...
Dude, it almost looks
yellow
like
beer
the
so
big
far.
Wave.
Well, it's even got the kind of the... It's even got some opacity to it. It's kind of a... It,
oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's like
it is a little cloudy.
A little bit cloudy. Yeah. It's got a good solid Yeti finger ahead.
I got hardly any head. It like fizzed up real quick, and then
now
I'm down to like a quarter finger.
There's a bunch of bubbles. You know, it is falling apart pretty quickly.
Bunch of bubbles in the beer. Bunch of bubbles.
It looks very Belgian. Like, it looks very saison. Like,
what was that?
It's like a pale yellow or like a straw color.
Yep.
Lots of carbonation.
On the
very
nose,
white
though,
head.
It's got that saisonity stank to it.
Stanky.
It's got some stank.
I think we're going to have her on the show sometime.
Yeah.
I know.
What's up, guys?
Maybe we can have her call the hotline. Try to give Crazy Dave a boner.
Or I can come on over
so
and she can give me a
little,
boner.
There's a little bit of like straw, almost like a hay kind of smell, and maybe even a little bit of like bubble gum or something in there too.
Hay and bubble gum.
I totally get the lemon. Like I
yeah,
smell.
There's some lemon.
I mean, I don't know what lemongrass it is, but it's got
has that real like thick, like doughy scent. You know,
like
there's
sourdough.
Like kinda, it's yeah. Some... Like a wet sourdough.
Mm-hmm. It's got that funky yeast.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Actually, it smells pretty good.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Oh, ah. Ooh, I forgot how much of a saison this was. I've actually had this beer several times before.
Ooh, ah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, little bit of a warning for you guys.
You just got slapped with some lemongrass.
That is good.
Yeah, a little warning though. Maui beers do tend to be expensive. This six pack was $15 bucks. So if you can find it like at Total Wine or somewhere where they might sell it by the can, or like maybe I think Bebo might too, but that's definitely the way to go unless you want to. Gina's giving the big thumbs up. I don't know if she approves of my Total Wine.
She likes the big wave.
She likes the
That was like bigger than Toby's head right there. You should have seen it on video.
What did she do with that thumb, dude?
God.
That's a totally different podcast.
This has a peppery kind of a thing to it too.
Saisonini Stank podcast. Friday night on xxx.com.
I should Google Saisonini Stank.
You should buy the URL.
I should.
Saisonini Stank.com.
She's gonna have to be a character on the show. She's gonna come on.
So there's something about this beer on the nose that really reminds me of something, you know, and it's
it reminds you of something,
you know what? Well, something that I've had before. Something. And I know this is way out there. This is probably the most out there I've ever gone, but the beer smells playful.
Playful?
Whoa.
Yes. I don't know why this word popped in my head. I'm smelling it and I'm like, I get these like aromas.
Because it's like, it's the grassiness maybe?
Well, see, now there's even the pepperiness is starting to come out on the nose now.
Mm-hmm. There's that peppery.
Man, I want to try this now, damn it.
Mike, I could, I'll totally make sure that, you know, I share one with you next time I see you.
You're going to have to open a new line of credit if you want to buy a six pack though.
I think I have two or three of these left.
Wouldn't be the first time I took out a loan for beer.
this is actually pretty interesting. I mean, I you know, you guys know, and you know, everyone's aware that I'm not a big Saison fan, but this beer I actually like. I actually like the Saison. I mean, it's got a you know,
it's different. It's
Saisons are good.
It doesn't have so much of like that bite that you normally get from a Saison or a wild ale. Well,
if you guys listen to the Beer Jargon guy last week, I mean, it really doesn't really fall into a specific
category
style.
No,
you know,
I still want to hear the Beer Jargon guy say Saison and you stink.
But it seems to be pretty mellow. It has a lot of really good flavors, and the lemongrass is there, and you get a little bit of that pepper coming through. But it has that kind of thickness in the throat that you normally get from, like, you know, some of these like Belgian type beers.
Yeah. No, it's got
what else besides lemongrass did it say that it used? Did it give you other ingredients?
It just said that it was Belgian inspired Saison brewed with lemongrass, and that was it. I got nothing on. I mean, I didn't read the 20 pages of stuff they put on here.
I had a lemongrass beer not too long ago. We should have had a lemongrass show.
So, food pairings. I actually had this beer with some grilled chicken.
Sorry. Brewed with Pilsner, Vienna, and Munich malts, Nelson Sauvin hops, and locally raised lemongrass. There you go.
Okay. I guess I should have read the can.
Nelson Sauvin.
No, but I actually had this with some grilled chicken that I had marinated in some lemon with a bunch of like rosemary, thyme, and you know, all the typical spices and herbs.
That's a pretty good pairing. I like that.
But
herby chicken.
But that with it was that herb chicken with lemon, and then we had brown rice and some fresh spinach.
God damn it, you're making me hungry. Oh,
it was a good dinner. It was a great pairing. And you know what? This beer just goes down nice and easy with it. And
I would kick up the rice with some wild rice.
Yeah. All we had was brown rice, so you know it's like not like we went to the store like we're picking up.
Brown rice is good, whole grains, good for you.
Yeah, right. So pretty regular after
that's
that.
That's a man's rice right there.
So
and I have that pussy white rice.
Well, it looks like the Untappd users come in with this beer at a 3.64 out of 690 ratings, and the Beer Advocate users rate this at 86, which is very good, and the brothers have not yet had this. and not Chuck
Sounds
Norris.
Like the brothers are like. Missing out.
And some guy named not Chuck Norris from Beer Advocate just rated this beer at a 3.98.
Well, he ain't special because I got news Chuck Norris. For our listeners. All three of us aren't Chuck Norris either.
I don't know. I kick a lot of ass.
You and Saison and his dang.
Yeah, so that's the Maui Brewing.
Them's the beers, folks.
Lemongrass Saison. Their website is www.mauibrewingcompany.com. And
collaboration with Lost Abbey.
Right on.
Speaking of which, I bought a Lost Abbey, which I will talk to you guys off mic about.
All right.
Oh, our listeners just went.
We gotta keep a little mystery here. On the show.
I know what the upcoming show is. Something about Brett.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something else.
Oh, we're not talking about Favre.
No. Really? All right. Ending podcast.
Or Michaels.
Three.
Ending podcast. Two. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local because local's fresh. Oh!
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
TFT. What is crack-a-lackin', y'all? This is Toby out west in Las Vegas, but this time I'm on Kauai, and I'm drinking some Maui beers. Again, we're having more Maui. It's like the Maui brewing show.
Kona Maui show.
Well, there's really Kona only Maui a couple... show. Breweries.
Well,
out there.
You know, I was looking for Primo because Primo is straight out of Hawaii and all they do is a lager, and I can get it here in Vegas, but for some reason when I was beer shopping the other day I couldn't find it. But so shout out to Primo beer from Hawaii. But anyway, this is Maui Brewing Company's Mana Wheat, also in a can, of course. Maui what Brewing, like hell? We said, is
that
was out
my
of
dog.
Maui Brewing is out of Lahaina, Maui, Hawaii. They've been brewing since 2005. The website is, or didn't you say, Crazy Dave, did you say it was 1994 or that was Kona?
That was Kona.
Okay. Maui Brewing Co. is their website. This is an unfiltered American wheat ale. Comes in at 5.5% ABV with 18 IBUs. I'm going to crack it.
Going to crack it. Yes, I'm gonna crack it. Gonna crack my beer, gonna drink it on down.
Whoa.
Gonna talk about it.
A little
and go
too
downtown.
Aggressive. Ingredients. The hops used are Herzbrucker. That's all I could get.
Herzbrucker.
But it is also infused.
Is that like her brother?
Herzbrucker.
Herzbrucker?
Herzbrucker.
Herzbrucker. And it is also. It is also infused with Maui Gold pineapple.
Oh.
Which I did not know.
Damn, that sounds good.
So upon
infused.
Pour.
It's such
I've
a.
Got,
try to be all fancy.
Infused.
Right. So I got lots of head. I got about 2 Yeti fingers of head. I'm using a Weizen glass.
Wow.
Look at that. Very thick,
fluffy
head. it is unfiltered, and it's a nice yellowish with a little bit of orange in there, and it's slightly cloudy, a little bit of carbonation going on the nose, if I can get through all that head. I'm picking up on some tropical aromas. I definitely get that wheat. You know, that wheat malt comes through.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wheat malt.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm starting to pick up on some pineapple. Nice. I think this is the first time I've had this beer.
It was a very pineapple-centric
Did you
show.
Pick that up in a single can, or did you pick that up in a six-pack?
I just got the single, and it was like $1.80 a can. And that's all you'll find from Maui's in Kansas. Dude, I was in Maui back in 2008. I remember going to the grocery store on Maui. Like, seriously, 5 miles from the brewery, and six packs were like $10 for a six pack. I'm like, dude, the brewery's right down the road, and you're still charging $10.
Well, they got to get all that stuff there, dude.
Well, I tried to go to the brewery, but it was the brew pub was under construction, so it was closed while I was there. Or else I would have been there. Okay, so yeah, on the nose, just lots of that wheat malt, some pineapple, a little bit of a grassiness coming through. I'm gonna take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
We'll have to rename the show Pineapple Express.
Yes. Nice. This reminds me of something. I'm just kidding.
Not again.
There's a little bit of a sourness that kind of comes through. It's more of like, it's not like a lemony kind of sour, so there's like a sort of a like a lemon peel or an orange peel that's in there, and then you get some more of that, like, it's nice and thick, you know, typical wheat beer. It's good. And it's so funny because I think we've talked about this before on the show about wheat beers being popular summer beers, but when it's really hot out, why would you want this thick wheat beer that kind of hangs out on your tongue with that, you know, it coats your tongue really well.
There's got to be a way to, yeah. I mean, you want a more refreshing wheat beer.
Yeah, but a lot of those wheat beers are usually pretty light, you know, they're more Hef-like.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they have a really soft palate. They're drinkable, and a lot of places will throw a lemon, you know, on it, or a orange wedge or something, orange slice, to give it a little bit more of a citrusy kick. But the pineapple's not really coming through on the flavor yet. I'm not really picking up on it. Nina says she tastes vanilla. I'm getting like
That's not a flavor I would expect from that at all.
I can kind of see what she's talking about. But I'm picking up more of like a grassy, real doughy, biscuity thing. Not so much. It doesn't taste as fruity as the nose is. I'm starting to get a little bit of the pineapple, but it's more of like the not real sweet pineapple part. It's more of like the closer to the core, how it gets more less sweet.
I'll eat the whole damn thing.
Yeah, but it's not. I'll it's not chew so
on the
sweet.
Core. You can cut a pineapple, and I can chew on the core.
I don't know, man. I'm not big about eating the core of a pineapple.
But it's kind of like that. Like that's the closest pineapple I'll get. Yeah.
Pun intended, bitches.
For a food pairing?
Pineapple?
I don't know. No, I can't see this. I could kind of see this going with...
Kahlua pork?
Something.
Oh, I saw I just fired up something.
That would be more of like a brown.
I'm thinking...
That would be more...
Well, you maybe... Now I'm thinking like sweet and sour pork. Yeah. Or like a Korean barbecue pork or something like that, you know?
All right.
But not nothing hot, nothing spicy. I mean, it would work if it was spicy. It would actually work. Maybe some Thai food, but I'm thinking like a Korean pork, barbecue pork type thing.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike, because that really, like, as soon as you said pork, I was like, oh yeah totally.
Saw a little fire or in
even,
your eye there.
Or even second. Maybe like some like carnitas tacos, like maybe some like little pork tacos or something might work. Yeah.
That's more what I was thinking.
There ain't no Mexican food in Hawaii. Sure there is.
All right, so there you have it, folks. That is the...
Bunch of brown people
Maui
there.
Brewing,
a lot of pork.
Maui Brewing Mana Wheat.
What about some Spam?
Oh, I wouldn't dare pair a beer with Spam.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't. I'm just not a canned ham kind of guy. If I'm gonna have ham,
not even ham.
On Hawaii, I want a roast. I want a roast pig. I want to throw that sucker in the ground, and you know, wrap it in banana leaves or whatever they do to that thing. I want some.
Give it a proper burial.
Yes. And then dig it up and eat it. That's the most evil, vicious thing I could think of, and it sounds so good.
What's that? What's that dish called in Hawaii? The moco loco. It's like
moco loco, the crazy booger.
No, the crazy booger. Yeah.
I love that, man. We got to come up with that character.
It's called moco loco.
The moco loco, huh? Moco loco. Hey, man, we're gonna put some spam on the stick, and we're gonna roast it over the coals, you know, and then
moco loco. Hey, it's like
crazy booger.
I never thought of that. But it's like a bowl of rice, and then they put gravy, a hamburger patty, and an egg on it, like an over easy egg.
Yeah,
and you just eat it out of the bowl like that. It's really good, moco loco.
Dude, I had something like that at Napa Rose one time, man. I think it was some sort of wild rice or something, and rabbit.
I had something like that one time in college when I had nothing to eat.
When I was hungover.
What was left in the fridge?
All right, so there you go. All right. Maui Brewing.
Do we get ratings?
Oh yeah, ratings. Jeez. Yeah, Untapped comes in at 3.5 out of 2,563 ratings.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 80, which is good. And the brothers, once again, haven't tried it.
It don't make its way out to them.
And the top place to drink this on Untapped is Maui Brewing Company's Brew Pub in Lahaina, Hawaii.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
It's my turn again, folks. I get to drink another beer.
Well,
about time.
Yeah. I am drinking another Kona beer, the Wailua Wheat Ale, and this is from Kona Brewing Company out of Kailua, Kona, Hawaii, and their website is konabrewingco.com. This is a wheat ale with passion fruit.
Now, how do they get wheat all the way out to Kona and to Maui and all these places?
Probably grow like wheat everywhere out there. Else. Yeah,
by boat, by plane.
I just can't see sugar cane and
fields.
Marijuana.
I can't see nothing but fields of wheat growing in Hawaii. I don't know. Anyways,
the ABV on this beer is 5.4%. The IBUs are 14.5. I'm gonna crack it and tell you a few of the limited ingredients that they gave me. Malts, they use pale, premium two-row, just like the Big Wave, and they also use wheat malt, and then for hops...
I'm sorry, what kind of malt?
Pale two-row and wheat.
Ah, wheat. I couldn't understand that second one you said there.
This what? Beer...
What?
This beer is more yellowier... than the Big Wave. It is super pale.
Whoa, look at that.
It's so pale. And if
even
you
on camera.
Light on screen here, on video, you guys, you have to know how light this beer is. I mean.
Wow.
Well, you can see that, but it's light. Super light. Barely any head. A little fuzzy. Little fuzzy rim here. That's about it.
Huh.
On the nose, it has a bit of a little funky lageriness in there.
Hmm.
Some fruit coming through, for sure. Kind of an overripe kind of passion fruit.
Swimming in a waterfall pool at the base of a cascading waterfall is what we imagined we would find in paradise. On Maui, follow the old Hana Highway and you'll find such a place, Waialua Falls. This plunging cascade of clear water is the inspiration of our limited-release Waialua Wheat Ale. This golden sun-colored ale has a bright citrus flavor that comes from the tropical passion fruit we brew into each batch. Sit back, relax, and enjoy paradise anytime.
Wow.
For those of you listeners who didn't know, the inside of my head sounds like Crazy Dave.
That's disturbing.
For those of you listeners that don't know, what sounds like in my head is completely different.
It's butthead. Butthead and Beavis are in Crazy Dave's head all the time.
I'm going to take a sip.
All right. By the way, Mike, I did have this beer on the show in our very first summer beer show, One Crazy Summer.
Really?
Yeah, July of 2010. Yeah.
Love that. It was a good show.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's like passion fruit, for sure, and some honey. A very, very light wheat beer. Like, you talk about the wheat being a little bit thicker. You know, like some wheat beers could be thicker. This is not that. It's super light. You guys thought the Big Wave was light.
This beer ain't the cream of wheat beer.
Is like the light version of Big Wave.
Really? Big Wave light with wheat?
With the passion fruit. And the hop character that was in the Big Wave isn't really in this. There's some light maltiness. You know, that light wheat malt kind of sweetness. That honey is kind of turning into kind of like a flower. You know, it's a very floral kind of flavor. It's so light, it's kind of hard to get too much more out of this.
Is it chuggable?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's so light. And I mean, it could definitely be considered a very refreshing beer to some. You know, like if this was ice cold and you had this in the summertime at the beach or on a boat, I mean, I think people would really enjoy something like this.
Putting it down, huh?
But when your pre-show beer ends up being like a Brooklyn chocolate stout.
Mike, you know
it,
better than
it
that.
It makes for a very light offering, for sure. This is a tough one. As far as pairing this with something, what I would want to eat with a beer like this, I'd want, honestly, just kind of like a grilled chicken. Very lightly seasoned, kind of grilled chicken with some, you know, some steamed vegetables or something. You just have to go very, very light with flavors with this.
Yeah. Like a ciabatta roll, some lettuce.
Yeah, go. I mean, you could even do
some Wonder Bread,
like a grilled chicken sandwich or something with this as well. But, yeah, very light. It's got to be light fare for this light beer for sure. So there you have it, folks. It's the Waialua Wheat Ale from Kona Brewing Company.
I was going to say, Untappd users came in at 3.36 out of 5,789 ratings.
The Beer Advocate users rate this a 77, which is okay, which is the first time I think I've seen that. Actually says okay. Used to say something else, I believe. The Brothers Ahlstrom actually have tried this beer, and they gave it a 71, which is also okay.
Okay.
What did it used to say? It said something else. It never used to say okay. Did it say like...
Before, it's less than good?
Fair or poor? Or...
I think fair. And then, so they kind of
gave
poor.
It an upgrade from okay to okay.
Fair to okay.
Maybe they were offending people.
Maybe. It's possible.
Well, we don't care
about
offending
people. Offend
people?
No.
All right. Well, speaking of offending people, I think we're probably going to move on to something else, right? In middle 87 says, family, golf, Hawaii, beer, fun. Hashtag life is good. Hashtag liquid aloha.
Last call.
Why does it always end up sounding like Mr. Hanky?
Yeah, it does.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters stupid piece of crap podcast. I figured one piece of crap deserves another.
All right, man. So last call, pint ratings. First up,
Crazy Dave.
As he takes a sip.
This Kona big wave, man. I mean, it's been sitting on my desk, like, you know, like I always do for hours, and then I taste it again, and this thing just, it still smells like a fruit. Like a fruit punch, man. It is so fruity and floridally, and it smells
floridally.
Floridally.
I lived in floridally for almost 10 years.
It's the
floridally.
It's the fleur de Kona. I mean,
the fleur de Kona.
You know, and it's such a light, easy drinking beer. You know, and you know, sure, it may not be the most. Well, actually, it is. It does have some complex. It's probably the lightest complex beer I've ever had. You know, it's got a lot of flavors. It's got a lot of stuff on the nose. And you know, for being a light beer, for being a golden ale, this is really, really good. And the price comparison, it costs less for this beer than it does for a 6-pack of Corona.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm
that's gonna, your new that's your new fridge beer right there.
And, you know, it could big be. Wave. You know,
at least while we're on vacation here, right?
Yeah, I like this. I'm going to give this a 4. This is good.
Wow. All right.
I am very surprised. The way when you guys were sipping and tasting on this, I was not expecting that for a rating.
You were sipping on it, too.
I was, and I'll give you my rating.
Yeah.
In 2 and 2.
So the Maui Brewing Lemongrass Saison.
Take another sip to remind himself.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of the things that really stand out on this, you know, are the pepper, the white pepper, and the lemon, and you know, this is a great food beer. You know, there's a lot of good stuff I think that could pair with this. I like this too.
I think we're turning Dave into a saison drinker.
No,
we're gonna turn Dave into a Belgian lover.
I'm not gonna like the Belgians. Definitely not gonna like that nasty European. Bring me some Belgian saison stank yacht. Let's see what's happening. It's still got a funkiness that it's hard for me to get over. I'll give this you know, for being that I do like this saison, I've had a couple of these and I've drank it again and again and again.
That's 3, not 2.
For more than a couple. Okay, I probably got 1 left in my 6-pack. You're right. I'll give this a 3.5. I think it's a well executed beer for what it is. It's a great collaboration. Kind of excited to see it. You know, and you know, like they say, maybe it is turning me on to something, or maybe it's just turning me on. But yeah.
What about that price point, man?
Price point blows. I mean, but you can't knock it down a point because of that. I mean, it's expensive. Well, it's $15 a 6-pack.
But that's the thing, is it worth? Do you think it's worth $15 a 6-pack?
I don't think that's what we're doing. I think we're just saying, hey.
I mean, I've had $2 beers and $20 beers, and I have to say, some of them wouldn't be able to tell a difference.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I mean, compare, like, my big wave costs $2 or $3 for the 22, you know.
Yeah, Gina just pointed out that a $15 six-pack is a $4.22.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's,
$5.
Value for dollar, you know.
Dollar per ounce.
That's beer coaster math.
Dollar per ounce, I think the big wave was I would probably more likely drink on a regular basis.
That being said, the Magaruk, if it was good, it was different. You know, I'm not going to buy it all the time just because it's freaking $15. You know, but I still think it goes good with some food. So, yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. I mean, for me, I'm not so price sensitive. You know, because if there's a food that I want and a beverage that I want that pairs with it, I will pay the premium for it. You know, like if I want a really good, ribeye with, $100 bottle of wine, I'm going to go and spend $100 on ribeye, and I'm going to go spend $100 on a bottle of wine and go get some fresh asparagus and cook all that shit up and have myself a $300 dinner. You know?
Dang.
Because sometimes I'm in the mood for that. And then some nights I just want to go to the taco shop and get me a California burrito.
All right, dude. You know, I hear you.
It's what?
And drink a Corona.
Sometimes what I desire.
Hey, we're not here to judge.
I am.
All right. Well, speaking of judging, Toby, you are up next.
All right. Kona Big Wave Golden Ale. You know, on the nose, this smells like one of those really nice IPAs. Like, I smell it and I go, oh, dude, this smells like this would be a knockout IPA. You know, it has these great fruity aromas that I love in a lot of these IPAs that I'm into now. But then I take a sip and I'm like, it doesn't stand up to the nose. You know, the nose is great.
Yeah.
But drinking it, you know, you know, it's the mouthfeel's not all there. It's got some good flavors. It does have some complexity to it. It is chuggable. It's refreshing. It's a well-made beer. It's just on the lighter side. I mean, it's only 4.4%, so it's a good session summer beer. And, you know, so it's perfect for that. So I think I'm with Dave. I think I'm going to go 4.
Yeah.
Because of it has a lot of... I think the pros outweigh the cons. So I'm going to go 4 pints. I would totally get it again, you know. Whatever. And Dave, do I get to rate the lemongrass?
Of course. You drink it.
That's up to you.
You might as well, dude. See what you got to say.
Might as well.
This is...
Didn't you try
this
that?
This is really good.
Might as well. Midas Whale? Didn't you have? Isn't that a beer that we tried?
Midas Touch?
No. Forget it. Continue.
Mike tried a joke in it. Mike tried a joke
in it. And it might have failed.
It might have failed.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go 4 pints on this one. I liked it a little bit better than Dave. It was a nice thing about it is it was a good saison, but it was a little held back a little bit, so it's not too crazy. So it's a little bit more on the drinkable side. And not that saisons aren't drinkable. I love a good saison, but it just seemed to, I don't know, be a little more subdued and laid back, I guess, on Hawaiian time, if you will. So it's good. I'm going to go 4 pints. And for the Mono... I get to rate 3 beers. The Mono Wheat is it's pretty good. Oh, the pineapple's starting to come out now. I'm going to go 3 pints on the Mono Wheat. It's a good wheat beer. It's from what I remember, it's similar to the Wailoa Wheat that Mike had, but it's more... It's not so passion fruity or whatever. It's closer to your typical American wheat beer. But yeah, towards the end, as it warmed up and as it started to like flatten out a little bit, the pineapple really starts to come out. So 3 pints, not bad.
Well, I have to say, during the fermentation conversation, if you heard Toby and Dave talk about this Big Wave Kona, you wouldn't think that they would have rated it a 4. They weren't playing it up that well at all. I'm also giving this beer a 4. I think for... And it's funny because it's for some of the reasons that that Toby and Dave, you know, mentioned. You know, Toby mentioned in the tasting part of it that he thought it was, you know, a little weak with the malty backbone. But I thought that the Dave kind of hit it on the head where it was, it was pretty damn complex considering how light the beer was. And I like the hop character of this beer. For me, it kind of had just enough hoppiness for me, but was super light and drinkable. I liked the light biscuity maltiness to it. So, I don't know, without keep going dragging on about, you know, different things about this beer, giving it a 4.
That's true, though. I mean, it is complex for as light as it is.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't, you just don't expect the levels of
it might be one of those things, too, where, you know what, we, you know, maybe earlier on, or if even to introduce this beer to someone else, I don't know if they would be able to pick all those things out, but they would know that, oh, okay, this is okay, and, you know, they would actually enjoy the beer, but not quite know why.
Right. You know?
I think it'd be a great introduction beer. I think maybe Scott should drink this.
You know, and speaking of which, on my tasting flight beer, the Waialua Wheat, I'm not that big of a fan of this. I enjoyed some of the flavors, and I think it's very light and drinkable. It's just not my particular style, but I can think of a whole heck of a lot of people that I could hand this beer to, and they would really enjoy it. It's very light, very refreshing. Got that nice little fruity floral character in it. I think this would be a really, really good introduction beer to try to reel someone in on you know, drinking some craft beer. It's, I'm not going to rate it that high, but I really, really do think that it would be good to introduce this beer to some people. I was going to give it a 2.5, but I'm going to give it a 3 just because I think it... Because it's a beer that I would actually introduce people to, you know? Right. And it's kind of hard for me to give a beer, you know, a 2.5 that I would actually start pushing onto other people. So I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mike. I think any beer that I would rate, like, any level of 2 or below, I would not be recommending to anybody.
And it's just one of those things where it's just not... It's not my cup of tea, so to speak, but I know some people that would... I know they would like it. I got a couple extra. Yeah. I know Renee would like this beer. I'd be very, very surprised if she doesn't. Which maybe next show I'll have her try one in the meantime, in between time, and I'll let you know what she thought of it.
I remember having this at the brewery and loving it. And then when I had it a couple years later, out of the bottle, I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely on tap.
Are you talking about the Wheat or the Big Wave?
The Waialua. Yeah. Yeah. I remember loving it over there in Kona. It's like, oh, man, this is awesome. The passion fruit, oh, this is good. But then I got it again on the bottle. I was like, eh, it's not as good as I remember.
That's because you're not sitting in Kona drinking it. I mean,
right.
That makes everything taste better, doesn't it?
Right. Exactly.
Probably.
Sitting there watching the geckos crawl up the trees. And...
Exactly. Cool. Well, I guess that's it.
Let me start. I'm going to give a shout-out to Summer Dave on Untappd. We'll give a big shout-out to Beer Coaster Charlie and Tiffany. They stayed with us at Toronado there in San Diego and had some beers with us. So I want to give them a big shout out. And Chris Reed. And I want to give a shout out to Carrie Kelly, mainly because they just opened. And I know, Crazy Dave, you talked about this last week, and I'm so glad you talked about this because I'm really excited about it. And anybody in Las Vegas should be excited about it. But Aces Nails opened a new location on my side of town. It's in the northwest area of town, more west side of town.
It was last week's show, right? Yeah.
Crazy Dave mentioned it, and I'm really glad you did, because
it was like, what?
It's a big deal. Yeah. No, I mean, I was going to talk about it. If I was going to be on the show, I was going to talk about it, so I'm glad that Dave did. And so it's pretty exciting, because Ace's Nails is an awesome place. I know they're one of our, you know, buddies for the show. We always talk about them, and we offer our free pints over there. So
they offer their free pints.
Yeah,
they should. They should still accept it. Yeah. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com. You click on the Ace's Nails logo, print out the free draft beer voucher, take it to either location. I'm telling you now, it's gonna work. So yeah, I'm excited. So I want to give a shout out to Carrie Kelly. That's awesome. I didn't even know that they were doing it until all of a sudden I see like a Facebook thing come across where they're like, Carrie Kelly's hanging out at Ace's Nails North Tenaya. And I go, what? What is this? So I look it up on the map and I go, there's no Ace's Nails out there. You're kidding me. You're hanging out at Tenaya Creek.
Did you go there
Brewing
yet?
Company. I drove by it. I haven't been there yet.
Notchy horn busted off.
You gotta go now and tell Carrie Kelly, like, what? You build a bar in my neighborhood and you don't tell me about it?
I know, seriously.
Dang.
So maybe I shouldn't give him a shout out. We should be like, punk. You didn't even tell me you were opening of Ace's Nails till it opened? Dang.
Yeah, it would have been cool
and
to be there for
out.
The grand opening. Beer coaster style.
I know. It was like the day that last week's show came out. It was on Friday last week. Was the grand opening. Of course, I worked Friday. They were doing a whole weekend thing. Brian Bresnahan, give him a shout out. And I'm done.
Cool. I want to give a shout out to Matt Oakes, also The Hot Cook, and Heather Fassett, and Bulldog Beer and Wine.
Cool. We also want to give a shout out to the Denver Beer Guy and Greg in the OC.
Which we'll see pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg, you should have our show on iTunes now. It should be available now.
Please. Like, if you look now. Like, go now to iTunes. Just stop listening to this show and go listen to our older show.
Yeah. Right. Catch up.
Well, anyhow.
It's all Gina's fault, Greg. It's Gina's fault.
What was she doing?
She's meddling.
She's meddling with the website. So we lost sync with iTunes.
It's all right.
But it's funny because Gina just got one of those Google Play things, you know, the little tablets, the Google tablets. And you go right on their little podcast thing, and all our shows were on there, up to date.
Because Google rocks.
So fail on the Mac part.
It was an iTunes thing.
Google rocks. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's it, folks. Peace out. We hope you enjoyed our first week of our world tour.
Ukulaka hiki, I know you want to lay me.
It's a reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're you just drinking it. Cheers.
Aloha.
Cheers.
See you in Japan, bitches, next week.
All right.
Heck yeah. How do you say that in Japanese?
We are going Japan, to bitches. Japan of beaches.
Pause, America.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
So I could totally be outside right now just drinking, 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 drinking.
Oh, the big reveal. I got something big to reveal, man. I'm talking about coming home from the club with some girl or whatever, just straight drop my... Anyways. Belgian, god damn it!
Wouldn't be the first time I took out a loan for beer.
It's Butthead. Butthead and Beavis are in Crazy Dave's head all the time.
My Belgian lover.
Ending broadcast. BeerCoastersPodcast.com. Ending broadcast. BeerCoastersPodcast.com.
People are watching Toby going, what a dork. What is he like? What is he like anyways? Did it end? Pause.